This recording, Pakistan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from Pakistan. I was born in a small village called Ismaila. It's a village which is north-west of Peshawar. Peshawar is the big city in Pakistan. It's the capital of the state or the province. We call it NWFP. It's close to the border of Afghanistan. I went to school in the village, which was a small village, around 3,000-4,000 people in the village. The school was government-based, so there was no English till I was in the 7th grade. That was the first time I heard the word ABC. The area where I come from, it's the northern part of Pakistan, which is very hilly area. Actually, our village is in the base of a mountain range, and the mountains are very rocky mountains, and they are dry. There are maybe few trees on them. And the weather is a tropical climate. It's very hot in summer, goes to like 46 degrees centigrade, and in winter, it's always chilly, especially in December and January. We don't get much snow in my part of the area. However, a little up north on the hills, we get snow in winters. And we also get some spring, but the most worst is the summer, which starts early, usually in May, and goes up to August and September. And it's very humid, and you don't want to be there. I like it here much better, especially since the Afghanistan crisis. I feel much safer and better over here than going back there.
Interesting.
Yeah, because my the village I come from, it's closer to Afghanistan. The Kabul is like 75 miles from Peshawar. So we had a lot of refugees there, and things are different now. Yeah, but still, I miss my friends. The favorites in Peshawar are, in my part, they are called kebab, especially chapli kebab. They are very famous, and that's like our main dish. There is actually a place in the city called Lamak Mandi. All they do is cook meat, all kind of beef, goat, and you ask and they will make it for you. And maybe that's not so good because they are so rich in oil and cholesterol. But it's something to, it's fun to eat there.